This is Bob Carroll, creator of the Skeptic's Dictionary and the blog Unnatural Acts That Can Improve Your Thinking. Welcome to another episode of Unnatural Virtue. Today's topic is the polygraph. Last year, more than 73,000 Americans across the country submitted a polygraph test to get or keep jobs with one of the 15 federal agencies that use a device virtually no scientist thinks is any better than torture for determining whether someone is telling the truth. The CIA, the FBI, the National Security Agency, the Department of Energy, and the Postal Inspection Service are just a few of high-profile federal groups that rely on a pseudoscientific device to weed out the liars and cheats trying to weasel their way into government positions where they can steal our secrets and bring down whatever regime was voted in during the last election. Are those who run these federal agencies idiots? Why do they use a device that is banned from every courtroom in America because of its unreliability and inherent defects? I don't think they're idiots. I think many of these folks know what they're doing. Their main goal is not to ferret out liars by measuring blood pressure, heart rate, galvanic skin response, and breathing rhythms. Their main goal is to scare ignorant people into confessing to their evil ways. There must be millions of people who do not realize that the polygraph, though called the lie detector, cannot tell with any degree of accuracy when a person is lying. Some of these ignorant folks actually think that the polygraph will exonerate them, so they willingly agree to take the so-called test. Other ignorant folks can be scared into confessing just by threatening them with a polygraph test. I think President Richard Nixon put it best. "I don't know anything about lie detectors," he said, "other than that they scare the hell out of people." Well, if you knew anything about the polygraph, you would laugh in the face of anyone who wanted you to take the polygraph test. These devices are no more based in good science than L. Ron Hubbard's E-meter or Albert Abrams' radionics device boxes. The underlying theory of the polygraph is that when people lie, they also get measurably nervous about lying. The heartbeat increases, blood pressure goes up, breathing rhythms change, perspiration increases, and so on. That may be true for most people, but these same physiological responses occur for many different reasons. Anyway, a baseline for these physiological characteristics is established by the expert, who asks the subject questions whose answers are known to the expert. Deviation from the baseline for truthfulness is taken as a sign of lying. The machine measures changes in blood pressure, pulse, and respiration rate. It's assumed that these physiological changes occur in such a way that a trained expert can detect whether a person is lying. Is there a scientific formula or law which establishes a regular correlation between such physiological changes and lying? No. Is there any scientific evidence that polygraph experts can detect lies at a significantly better rate than non-experts using other methods? No. The reason the polygraph is not a lie detector is that what it measures, changes in heartbeat, blood pressure, and respiration, can be caused by many things. Nervousness, anger, sadness, embarrassment, and fear can all be causal factors in altering one's heart rate, blood pressure, or respiration rate. Having to go to the bathroom can also be causative. There are also a number of medical conditions, such as colds, headaches, constipation, or neurological and muscular problems that can cause the physiological changes measured by the polygraph. The claim that an expert can tell when the changes are due to a lie and when they are due to other factors has never been proven. Even if the device measures nervousness, one cannot be sure that the cause of the nervousness is fear of being caught in a lie. Some people may fear that the machine will indicate they're lying when they're telling the truth, and that they'll be falsely accused of lying. Furthermore, even the most ardent advocate of the polygraph must admit that liars can sometimes pass their tests. One need only remember the spy Aldrich Ames, who passed the polygraph test several times while with the CIA. This lesson was completely lost in the FBI, however, who started requiring polygraph tests of its employees after spy Robert Hansen was caught. Heretofore, the FBI had only used the polygraph on suspected criminals. Apparently, the FBI thinks that they could have prevented Hansen's betrayal if only he had been made to take the polygraph. Are there any benefits to using the polygraph? The only consistent benefit is that it sometimes scares people into confessing bad deeds, and it scares some ignorant liars away who won't take the test for fear of not passing the test. That benefit is far outweighed by the harm it does in giving us a false sense of security when someone is given a pass on the test by some expert. The benefit is also far outweighed by the harm it does to all those truthful, decent people who were denied employment because some expert failed them on the polygraph test. Besides trying to scare people, why would so many government and law enforcement agencies and so many private sector employers want to use a polygraph if the scientific community is convinced the machine is bogus? Is it just wishful thinking? Do the users of the polygraph want to believe there is a quick and dirty way to determine who's lying and who's not, so they blind themselves to the lack of evidence? Is there an esoteric technology factor? The polygraph machine looks like a sophisticated space-age device of modern technology. It can be administered correctly only by experts trained in its arcane ways. Non-experts are at the mercy of the high-tech, specially trained wizards who alone can deliver the prize, a decision as to who is lying and who is not. Maybe the defenders of the polygraph fall into the same class as the defenders of homeopathy, acupuncture, and every other bogus health practice or device. They know it works. They've seen it with their own eyes. Case after case can be used to exemplify that the polygraph works. There are the cases of those who failed the test and whose lying was corroborated by other evidence. There are the cases of those who, seeing they are failing the test, suddenly confess. Well, as long as you ignore all the cases that count against your position, I guess it's easy to believe that the polygraph works. Well, that's it for this episode of Unnatural Virtue. To find out more about the topics mentioned here, see the show notes and my website, The Skeptic's Dictionary, and my blog, Unnatural Acts That Can Improve Your Thinking. In the meantime, please commit some unnatural acts in public. And don't forget, skepticism, though unnatural, is a virtue.